Joined today with Heather Thomas, the Public Works Director here for the City of Marshalltown. Heather, yesterday you had emailed myself and a few other people that you were not going to do a snow ordinance. So let's just talk about, since we had kind of our first big snowfall and maybe another one this weekend, what exactly is a snow ordinance here in Marshalltown?
Yeah, so when we make the decision that we would like certain parking restrictions to go in place, we issue what's called a snow emergency alert. And what that is there are certain routes in Marshalltown, certain streets in Marshalltown, and all cul-de-sacs that have special parking restrictions during that time, and that allows us to more effectively remove that snow. So in generally, we look at the amount of the snowfall event, the timing of it, how much snow we have on the ground to determine whether or not we need to issue that. Yesterday's event was kind of our first snowfall event of the year. We did get a little bit over 2 inches, I think right around 3 inches, but it was very light and fluffy. And probably the biggest thing we considered yesterday in not issuing a snow emergency alert was the timing of the event. The timing was happening during the morning commute. Also, the current alternate parking in residential areas at 9 o'clock switchover time was kind of in the middle of the event, and so we made the decision not to issue that and restrict parking on certain sides of the street because so much of it had already been driven on. We did not have any snow accumulation already, and we felt we would be adequate in being able to provide snow removal without those parking restrictions.
And so now we're the day after. Do we feel that we were able to sufficiently clean up the roads then?
I do. I think we did a pretty good job. We definitely always have a few areas, whether or not we have the snow emergency and alert, where we have vehicles parked on the side of the street, and we do, we have to go around those. And that's just part of it, you know. Instead of telling everybody they can't park on any street anywhere, we work with them the best we can to have and clear the snow that we can.
So, Heather, let's talk about then the roads that are marked for this snow emergency. There's a red sign with a snowflake on it, right?
That's correct. So we have a couple different things. We have the emergency snow routes, and those are the signs that you're talking about, the red snowflake. We also have a couple other streets that we just say are snow removal parking prohibited streets. Those have another sign. It's not a snowflake, but it says parking prohibited during snow removal operations. So those are the streets that are marked out in the field where this ordinance does restrict parking when it's in effect. We also have a map on our website, both in PDF form and an interactive one, that people can go and look at to see if they're impacted by these different streets.
Yeah, so I actually used to live right on Lynn Street, which is a snow emergency route. So I did kind of keep my ear to those alerts coming out. Where could people go and find those alerts, or how could they get them to come to their phone and email?
Absolutely. So we issue a news flash through our website. You're able to go to our website, and right on the homepage, there's a notify me button, and you can sign up for either a text message or an email. That any time that we send those out, you can get alerted that those are in effect. And when we send those out, we say what time it's going to go into effect, and then we send a second one out when we take that restriction away. And then the other way to do it is keep your ear tuned to all of the radio stations around here. We really appreciate our radio partners in communicating that to the public when we do have those put in place.
Yeah, anything else that you want the public to be aware of when it comes to kind of cleaning up snow? It truly is a community effort to get it done.
Yeah, so just a few reminders in general. When a snow event does happen, we have public works crews and park and rec crews out and about doing snow removal. On the public works street side of things, our priorities, first priority is going to be those emergency snow routes. When the event is over or when we're able to say that those snow routes are good, we'll move on to our second and third priorities. We send some motor graders, pickup plows and stuff to take care of the MCBD, the downtown district, surrounding areas, to start on those. And then we send dump trucks with plows to our residential maintenance areas. We have 5 residential maintenance areas here in town, each of them, depending on the snowfall, can have anywhere between 1 to 3 dump trucks working at a time. They're out there with their regular plows. A lot of them have wing plows, and we also have the icing material being put down if needed. And then once all of that is taken care of, we go into residential alleys. So it is not uncommon that residential alleys are not going to get plowed the day or maybe even the day after a precipitation event happens. So those that do need access to their residential alleys need to make alternate arrangements, either not parking there or getting themselves out of the alleys if they have a pickup or a pickup plow. Park and Rec, they're out working on sidewalks all over town. Their last priority is trails. So, yes, we do run a couple trails, but, again, we work on other areas first. Reminder to residents, you have 24 hours after the precipitation stops to have your sidewalks clear. So that is your responsibility, both at the sidewalk itself and any curb ramps adjacent to your property. Don't deposit any snow on streets or in the terrace areas that are blocking potential visibility. We ask people not to push snow across the street. That can cause slick spots. It also can remove some of the de-icing agents that we work on putting down. And other than that, it is always an interesting time in Iowa with our weather events. So we ask everybody who's out driving, please give each other extra space and please give our plows extra space. Slow down, give extra time to start and stop, and keep extra distance between vehicles.
Yeah, I think just giving yourself that extra 5 minutes to get across town, slow down, and keep in control, be one with your vehicle. Somebody told me that earlier this year when talking about winter driving. So, Heather, I appreciate you just informing us about where we can find those alerts, how we can figure out which roads had the snow emergency with the red snowflake signs, and everything else that kind of goes for clearing off the roads here in Marshalltown. So I appreciate all you do.
Thanks, Zach.